Time to get ready. I don't know if applesauce in a smoothie is going to taste good.
Would you relax? This is my smoothie. It's going to be delicious. I woke up in Chris Brown's body.
Yeah, it's kind of a ease back into football. We start phase one on Monday. It's a lot of training, running, lifting, meetings. You know, in 2 more weeks, we'll start playing football again. And then, you know, starting in week 6, you know, we'll really be doing full practices without pads. And it's nice, you know, college, you kind of just zoom back into it all at once. You know, we actually have time this time of year to hang out with each other. And it can be fun. I don't know, what is it like? You know, this is her first time around.
Yeah, actually. I wasn't around for the last 2 years.
We got married 2 days after mandatory minicamp last year. And she didn't live here yet.
Yeah.
So this will be her first time around this time of year.
Yeah, so.
It's not so bad.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we are on our way to the facility to get ready to host EYJ for
a fun day.
Fun day. Fun
All
night.
Sorts of fun. Wait, you gonna give us a cadence?
I don't know.
Go.
What do I say?
Go red 80.
Red
no, you gotta 80. You gotta have a commanding presence though. Red 80.
Red 80.
Red 80 set hot.
Red 80 set hot.
Then you gotta put your hands under center. Not like this, like this. Like that.
Red 80. Red 80. Set hot. When we moved here, I was just really looking for ways to like get involved with the community and did a lot of Google searching and came across this organization, EYEJ, which is Empowering Youth and Exploring Justice. It's a nonprofit based here in Cleveland. I was just really drawn to their mission. I thought working with kids and encouraging advocacy and activism like among youth was really important. And so I just kind of emailed them. I was like, hey, can I get involved? Is there anything that we can do? And, you know, how can we be of service to you guys? And so we just wanted to do something fun for them because they've been doing a lot of hard work.
Right.
Good.
All right, so thanks for coming, guys. We're going to have hopefully a lot of fun tonight. We set up a day where we brought them to the Browns training facility, took them on a tour, let them see the building. A lot of them had never been in there before. We threw the football around a little bit.
There it is.
We had a pizza party there.
Don't tell anybody I'm eating pizza.
Then we bust over to the local movie theater and watched an early screening of Rampage with The Rock, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think the kids liked it a lot. And, you know, I think for a lot of athletes, not just myself, part of the motivation for doing what we do and working as hard as we do to be at a level like this is the opportunity to be able to give back.
Or to tell the camera how everything went.
Well, the evening went well.
Movie was crazy. Crazy.
That was wild.
The movie's wild. It's very entertaining.
And I feel like it was a good time.
Woo! We did it!
Yeah, babes.
How'd you guys meet?
Dude, did I tell the story?
Yeah, you tell it, and when you start messing up, I'll jump in and make some corrections.
Okay. We had a class together my freshman year, and that's kind of when I think we first, like, just knew that each other existed.
Yeah.
And
she was, like, just walking past me, and I grabbed her, and I was just like, it sounds like a pickup line, but very honestly, I was like, where have you been all my life?
He proposed at Princeton Stadium, like on the football field. And he told me that Princeton was doing a documentary of him. So he told me that they wanted to interview us. And it was like just like this, like a setup
just like
this, but on the football
literally.
Field.
And then I was like answering a question. And then I kind of like reached into my pocket. And was like, will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
She, like, you believed the whole thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
She had no idea it was coming.
Did I surprise you? Did you have any idea?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew from conversations back in the day Mm-hmm. She wanted the proposal videotaped. So I'm thinking the whole time, like, I guess I could have somebody hide in the bushes. Or we can just, like, set a camera up just like this and convince her it's for something else. And,
it worked. I had no idea. Worked.
She's a little gullible, so.
Just a little.
It was kind of easy.
Family is, it's kind of everything. It's really important. I think we both come from really awesome families. You know, our parents both have really awesome marriages, and it's been such a blessing to have those two models for, like, what our family can be like one day.
Yeah.